What's up, Gary Wong? I'm gonna sign a book for you, and it's gonna be great.
Today, I got a chance to meet Ryan Serhant from Million Dollar Listing New York, and he even gave me an autographed copy of his book, Sell It Like Serhant. And today, I wanted to shoot this video to talk about that.
Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
I've been following Ryan Serhant since season one of Million Dollar Listing New York, when he had brown hair and then now it's like gray, and I've learned so much from this individual. There are three lessons I learned from Ryan Serhant while watching Million Dollar Listing New York. Number one is outside of the box marketing. Many people don't know this, but his marketing of the Sky Vault, where he hired a director and a movie crew and shot like and spent $50,000 shooting this Hollywood style video to promote his listing, this penthouse listing called the Sky Vault, was fantastic. And I took that idea, and that was the inspiration behind shooting the video for Where Dreams Are Made. You can find more information about that at wheredreamsaremade.ca. But I found his marketing phenomenal. How he always went outside of the box, how he did parties, how he dressed up, how he just went above and beyond to get exposure for his listings. That is the first lesson I learned from Million Dollar Listing, outside of the box marketing from Ryan Serhant. The second thing I learned from Ryan Serhant through watching Million Dollar Listing New York was his work ethic and his hustle. I think in season two, he was talking about how he wakes up at 5 a.m. and he'd wake up, go to the gym, and he'd network and he'd do showings, and he'd get home at 12:00 midnight and he'd repeat, rinse and repeat again and again and again. And he just worked hard. He just hustled. And it just taught me what it takes to be a million dollar agent. It really takes hard work and hustle to really get out there, especially if you're trying to build a name for yourself, especially if you're trying to succeed in a competitive industry like real estate. And then as I watched him grow in season 3 and 4 and other seasons of Million Dollar Listing New York, he spent more time with his now wife Amelia, and also it seemed like he had a bigger team, but it was still clear that he was hustling and he was working hard and he was always expanding. And I just love that about him. Actually, in his autograph of the book he gave me, Sell It Like Serhant, he wrote expansion, which is a great word that defines Ryan's success in the real estate industry. It's all about expansion and expanding. I love that. And that's a key lesson in real estate. It's really about expanding. The third lesson I learned from Million Dollar Listing New York is his passion. And as much as I love the other million dollar agents on Million Dollar Listing New York, I love Luis Ortiz, I love Steve Gold, and I love Frederick, but Ryan, I love his passion and how he just doesn't give up and he just keeps going. And he celebrates and he just works hard and he just perseveres. And if you watch Million Dollar Listing New York carefully and you take notes, you will find a common characteristic of all three agents is their passion for real estate and their ability to sell it with passion. And I encourage you that if you're in real estate, sell with a passion. Really believe in what you're selling in and be passionate about it. Be charismatic about it. Shout it out on the top of a mountain of your success, and your fervor will show. And this draws people to you. I think what draws me to Ryan was his unconventional marketing, his hustle and work ethic, and really it's his passion. So I want that to encourage you today. Whatever you're doing, do it with a passion, do it with a hustle, and do it with an unconventional wisdom. Because if you want unconventional results, you can't do it the conventional way. That's it for today. I hope you found value in this video. Subscribe if you haven't done so already. Comment below. Hit a thumbs up if you like this. And I'll see you in the next video.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.